to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
Hello, hello, welcome back to CKUW. That was Sonic Plank that just finished. I am Desmond Young, and I'm just loading up my set list here really quickly. But before we begin, I just flew in from London, and boy, my arms are tired. That is not true. I did not fly, but my body feels exhausted, so bear with me while I load up my music. But man, 6-hour flights do something to you. I've never been on a flight that long before. And I tell you, I didn't know that they gave you a meal with the flight. I mean, it's a pretty crappy meal, all things considered. Sorry, I had to close the door there. But they do feed you for free. I didn't know that. I thought all they give you was like the really crappy peanuts and the really small chocolates with, you know, half a can of soda. But no, they gave me 2 cans of soda on that flight, and I was very happy. All right, my playlist is loaded. You're listening to CKW 95.9 FM, streaming live from the studio at the University of Winnipeg on the 4th and a half floor. We are high up, baby. Not a skyscraper, but it feels like it when you're streaming radio. And I am Dez Celeste. Great new local releases from some of my favorites, Tinge and Fencing, great indie rock. We're playing some new Screamo releases, Novu Lascara from the States, and Emma Goldman all the way from Vancouver. Emma Goldman put out an album that was highly acclaimed by Anthony Fantano, so it's nice to see Canadians get some love with new releases. And then some of the bands that I saw at Outbreak Manchester, as well as some sneaky ones that you might see. You might get loud, it might get aggressive, but for now, here is Inside Jokes by local favorites Tinge.
Myself going
And you just heard Fencing's newest single, Road Test. Fencing is a band from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I don't really know what to call them. They've released genres under a multitude of names, and they still remain fantastic. They have a show on Saturday, the 21st of June, with Half Windsor and Boys Road. If you can go to that, it'll be awesome. I shouted it out 2 weeks ago. Still think you should go. It's great. There's also a fantastic R&B show this Thursday at Public Domain on Portage and Sherbrooke with Ed Riley opening the show. Ed Riley, great local R&B artist who is honestly the one from Winnipeg that is doing the most. Unfortunately, not playing Ed Riley today. Didn't really fit the mix. However, up next, we have new releases from some of my favorite screamo bands right now, Nova Lascara and Emma Goldman. Again, Emma Goldman getting reach from Anthony Fantano and now planning a mini tour. I hope Emma Goldman comes out east, plays Winnipeg. There isn't really the screamo scene, but hopefully they'll come out there and also play New Friends Fest next year in Toronto because they deserve it. This new album is fantastic. My apologies. My throat is a little bit sore from seeing so many bands over the past week, and I also probably got sick because I wasn't sleeping enough because I was in Europe and they have like a crazy 6 to 7 hour flight delay. In the meantime, here is some really loud screaming music to get your evening. I guess the evening's already started. To keep your evening going with a bang, this is Nova Lascara with their newest single, And In the End, You Threw It All Away. That was Emma Goldman with This Is Your Brain on Minimum Wage off of their new album, All You Are Is We. Again, fantastic screamo. That might be the only screamo we're going to play today, but that is definitely not the only loud music you're going to hear today. So far, we've played that, Nova Lascara, Fencing's new single, Road Test, which is fantastic. Their album is coming out in September. We heard Tall People Don't Live Long by Military Gun and Inside Jokes by Tinge. Again, a new single. All five of those tracks are new artists, new music, which is great. I love that in the age of the internet, you can find so many artists to enjoy at and such a high multitude of songs that you can find. Military Gun I managed to see at Outbreak Fest. I got front row and I got crowd crushed a few times. And if anyone knows about Outbreak Fest, if anyone knows about punk, they see the stage invasions and they think, wow, that's so cool. I want to be part of that stage invasion. Well, I tell you, random listener who may or may not know what I'm talking about, stage invasions are when everyone gets on the stage and tries to sing along to the song, which if you're at like a random local show, that's cool because everyone knows the words. If you're going to a concert, everyone knows the words. But if you're at a festival, you have, like, what, 20,000 people there, and people just want to get up on the stage and have fun. So it ended up just being, like, 300 people jumping on stage with the band and, like, just standing there. And that happened every single set at any band's most popular song, and even for some bands, three songs in a row, they just had a giant crowd of people standing on the stage. And I think that kind of ruined what Outbreak Festival was trying to do by having a stage where you could jump on and mosh and be right like next to the band to keep that intimate element. And I believe that the general public who now shows up to that festival doesn't really understand what a pile-on is, and they had to put up ads on stage that said no stage invasions, get on, mosh, get off. And I thought that was very funny because they didn't have that on Saturday, but they had that on Sunday. And then they still stage invaded. And during the band called Super Heaven, I believe, the stage got broken because there was people just standing there for too long. And they didn't understand the privilege of having a stage that close to the artist. So I wonder if next year that'll change. The big change this year was that both dates had... They had two locations. It was one date in London and two dates in Manchester. And I saw many great bands. And actually, on Friday night, I did not have a place to stay. So after the fest, I was walking back, and some art students said that they liked my hair. And I was like, oh, thank you. I just cut it short, and I didn't like it. So I decided if I dyed it pink, which is now it's like a pinky orange because my roots are growing in. I do not have orange hair. Lit random listener in their car or on their computer, I am not a ginger, okay? I'm not a ginger. I actually have brown hair, but the pink is making it look like a weird sunset, which is really cool. If I wasn't balding, if I had a full head of hair, it would look dope. And they said, oh, I like your hair. And I was like, cool. I had just danced in the rain to Turnstile, and I was super, super wet, like soaking. So I was like, awesome. And then we just had a 3-hour long conversation, a really long walk around East London. And they said, do you want to sleep in the couch on our flat? And I said, oh, sure. And then I get to their apartment. It was great. I shared bottles of Prosecco wine, which was fantastic. It's like a weird, bubbly, fruity wine. Apparently it's really popular in London. I've never had it though. And then I just crashed on their couch. So thank you, Kat and Lee, who took me in. And so I didn't have to sleep at the bus station on my way to Manchester for Outbreak Manchester on the Saturday, Sunday. I'm still wearing the wristband, actually. It was a great festival. I had a really good time, met a lot of great people, but now I'm back. We're going to play some more music. It's been about 5 minutes of talking. So my name's Dez. You're listening to Whatever Gaze on CKUW 95.9. Gaze at whatever you want, but not the sun. It will burn your eyes.
see your cotton joy. Then again, remember it got it wet. Cause I saw it through a real basic. Faded temperaments, never saw a case. Fought, tried not to. On the mountain, check my death the bread. That ain't what my mother said. I tried to break bread, bright in that sight. Fuck a blue door basement. I fuck up instead. It won't be incest. Body, why? God, that's the best. That's the point of my love.
was Yarbo from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, with the song The Elk off of their 2024 album Husband, which is honestly one of the best post-hardcore records I've heard out of Canada in a very, very long time. I think that this album needs to be released everywhere and to widespread acclaim, and Yarbo needs to tour right now. They need to play Winnipeg right now because I want to go see them. I discovered this band while looking for shows to do out west, and I thought they were just fantastic. And although we didn't get a show worked out because it turns out planning a tour for the first time 3 months in advance is way too short, which it is. It should have been about a year in advance or 8 months in advance minimum, and so no one was available, which makes total sense. That's a bit of musician advice and amateurness to me, is looking and asking bands, emailing and DMing them, like, hey, do you want to play a show? We're coming up this way during this date. And it's like, oh, it's already June and we're trying to get out there in August. So plan your tours a little bit earlier because it'll be much easier. More bands will be available. But still, Yarbo is fantastic and very nice guys and totally willing to help us out with anything that we needed. And the music is absolutely fantastic. So if you can buy their digital album, Husband, on Bandcamp, absolutely do so. It's pay what you can. So give 25 cents, give 50 cents, give a dollar, but it'll all go to Yarbo. Before that, we heard Body War by Show Me the Body, who is honestly the most interesting new hardcore band ever. In the last... Oh my god, how long have they been a band? Like 2014, I want to say 2015. I don't know. It's been over 10 years now. They have just continued to put out increasingly aggressive albums and albums that feature a wide variety of bands and artists across genres, from hip-hop to R&B to other punk acts to experimental noise acts on their Corpus splits, which Corpus 2 recently just put out, which had the likes of Hi-Viz, Blackie, Starker, and King Joseph, who provide like excellent additions to the track, providing lyricism to hardcore riffs, which you don't often see. So the way that Show Me the Body is able to blend their post-hardcore and noise hardcore with rap artists is, it seems seamless, but when you delve into it, it's actually very awkward and weird, and I think that's intentional, and I enjoy that a lot. They're one of my bucket list bands to see, because when they play live, it's one guy with a banjo, one guy with a bass, and 58 guitar pedals or something crazy like that, and then one drummer. And they make all that noise with just three guys. And I think that is fan-dang-tastic. Some more local events for you. This Friday, January 20th, Trauma Shot is coming back home for their last stop of their tour, playing Winnipeg, their hometown, with Toronto band Single Wound as a bit of a dual headliner, although I think Trauma Shot's headlining because they're local, and then Leaves Like Tiny Flames and Slush Head are opening to that. So come if you can this Saturday. The 20th, this Friday, at the Yellow Dog. Classic mod club ska and rock DJ The Invisible Man and Twist are playing, I believe, from 9 until whenever the hell they want. Although, that used to mean, like, 3 a.m., but now they're old. And they're bald enough that if you put their two heads together, it kind of looks like boobs. So they've got very shiny heads. So I think that means they're going to play from 9 to 11:30 because they are my dad's. And they are 50 plus years old. So we'll see how it goes. Either way, if they play for 2 hours, if they play for 8 hours, it's going to be a great time. I got word that it was actually Saturday the 21st. I was right on my first guess. So Saturday the 21st at the Yellow Dog, DJ's Invisible Man and Twist of Revolution Radio are playing. And when I get home, I might have some very angry words about calling my dad old and bald. But we'll see. And June 27th, next, not this upcoming Saturday, but next Saturday, there is a ripper at the Handsome Daughter, I tell you. Guilty Sleep, Leon's Getting Larger, Commitment, new straight edge band. If you haven't heard Commitment, go check them out. They're on Bandcamp. That's it. They're fantastic straight edge. One of the big hardcore. They are starting to play shows more and more and more, and I think that is awesome. And Leads Like Tiny Flames is going to open the show. That is my personal screamo band, and I think we're pretty all right. But to be asked to play them on the quality of these local bands is really exciting. So it's going to be a ripper, I tell you. Emo music, hardcore music, screamo music, vinyl music. There will be pits. There will be nodding your head. If you don't like dancing, you don't have to dance. You can just sit there and appreciate the music. But when I tell you the music will be good, it will be great. Because I often like to undervalue the things that I do. That show's going to be awesome. I think that's it for a lot of the local shows that happened. Because there was a big boom of shows that happened while I was away last week. Which is honestly terrible for me, but awesome for everyone else. I'm glad that there was a lot of local music getting played and created this week in the city while I was away. Up next, we have BC band DBS with the song Your Apathy is Killing the Both of Us. I discovered this song when my friend Blair, the singer in the band that I'm in, Blair, made me a playlist of just random songs to listen to, and DBS was one of them. And this was one of the bands that he said, you know, this is like one of the best bands ever and you have to listen to it. And I did, and they were fantastic. They were crazy music, and to believe that they're Canadian and local is very cool. And they're broken up now. They're from the 90s, but they never reached even Canadian popularity in terms of, like, you know, 2,000 listeners now, got some radio play in the underground art scene. No, they didn't go anywhere. But the fact that they played for so long and remained local legends forever is awesome. This is one of my favorite songs. I got recommended it to by a close friend. After that, we have a single from Montreal band Puffer, who you have heard time and time again on this show. I'm a big fan of what Puffer does, especially on this new album. They just take chain punk and make it groovy. That's the song I'm Out off of their new album, Street Hassle. If you haven't listened to Street Hassle yet, go check it out. That album, I swear, it'll blow them into the mainstream. They're going to come back to Winnipeg, and they're going to open for some big artists at the Burton Cummings Theater or whatever, and we're never going to see them without a barricade ever again, I'm sorry to say. But they will still remain great, even if they become super popular. They're blowing up right now. They will only continue to get bigger. But first, again, one of the favorite bands that I've discovered in recent history due to a close friend. This is DBS. You're listening to CKW 95.9 FM, and the show is called Whatever Gaze. is Terror with Keep Your Mouth Shut, one of my favorite hardcore bands of all time, and one of the best sets I saw at Outbreak Manchester. They were so good, I learned how to two-step right then and there, because they played a 30-minute set, and it was blistering, and I said, when is the next time I'm going to see Terror in Winnipeg? Like, I got to just mosh now. And I did, and it was crazy, and I stage dove like 50 times. I think I freaked out security a little bit because of my boots, and I went, you know, 360'd, spun in the air, and I hope I didn't hit people with my shoes, but I might have because I was wearing Blundstones. Say what you will about Blundstones, they are very durable, so I'm glad they did not fall apart while I was overseas. Are they very comfortable when you're walking hours and hours to get to your destination? Not all the time, but they do stay together, although they used to fall apart, and they were falling apart for a good year, and I had them just with a big hole in the back, but I luckily got them fixed right before I left London. Another conclusion I came to while in London is that on the way home, I realized that this might be a little bit, you know, dictator-ish, authoritarian maybe, but I realized that children under 3 years old should not be allowed on international flights, because I had a toddler on flights there and back, not the same one, that'd be really crazy if it was the same one, it might have been, I don't know, but they screamed their heads off for 6 hours straight because they didn't want to wear a seatbelt. And we were going through turbulence, and they were screaming that they didn't want to wear a seatbelt. And they would not stop. You could tell that their voice was hurting, too, because they kept, like, coughing and then, like, crying for a little bit. And then 30 seconds later, they would start screaming again. It's not that they, like, their voice wasn't getting sore. It's that they just wanted to keep going regardless, and I think that I hated that. I thought that was really terrible. And I think that child will grow up to be a terrible person, or maybe they'll grow up to be a nice person, and they'll get past what made them a horrible child. But I think if a baby's going to be aboard a flight, I think it should be no more than 3 hours, because then the baby will start crying. And the baby will not stop crying, because then when it wakes up, it'll realize its ears are popped, and then it won't understand why it's in pain, and then it'll keep crying. So I'm going on a rant. Anyways, those are some of my favorite bands I saw. Military Gun was a really big surprise about how good it was, and Terror was fantastic. I figured out how to two-step on time during that set. I stage dove properly during Terror. Oh man, it was great. I saw Denzel Curry at Outbreak Fest. That was fantastic. My phone got absolutely shattered, so all of my concert footage and my way of talking on Instagram, posting on Instagram, is currently disabled, but it's okay. I needed an excuse to get off that app anyway, and this is it, is that I don't have a phone. So the Denzel Curry pit was just too much. Knock Loose was all right. They played a lot more newer songs than I wanted, but they were still good. They brought the energy. A surprisingly good set was Model Actress. I know I've played them on the show before, but I thought they were going to be good, and they were great. They were fantastic. Great crowd interaction, great music, loud industrial stuff. Maybe I'll play some next week because I was very moved by their sets. Another band that I saw on Saturday night was Maruja, who you will hear at the very, very end to close it out with their song Thunder. But before I do, here is a classic. Well, it came out in 2024, but the band Geese from New York with frontman Cameron Winter, who is blowing up with his solo album release, Heavy Metal. But this is the band that sprouted Cameron Winter's solo album, and I hope Geese releases more albums soon, because they're my favorite band. I drove 8 hours to see Geese open for King Gizzard. They played a 25-minute set, and I drove specifically for Geese. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. It's also fantastic. But Geese is Geese, man. If you don't know who Geese is, you need to get on that train. I will play them on this show forever. As long as I still will do radio, I will play Geese on the station, unless they get into like some scandal. But I don't think they will, because Geese is awesome. We'll follow that up with Maruja, who is a singer, a bass player, a drummer, and a bass, tenor, saxophonist. And that's their entire band. They're from Wales, and they're fantastic British post-rock. And I think that, again, more people need to know who they are. They just played South Lake Southwest last year and Outbreak this year. Again, more good bands I saw at Outbreak. Most violent pit I saw that day was probably Bay Area California hardcore band Spy, who played like the tiniest stage in the entire venue, and they were so popular that they packed it, and there were so many people packed into the tiny venue, and that stage you could literally just hop on right next to the band, like not like a lower level than a higher level, but you were right there next to the band, so people were flying and fists were flying. I got hit 50 times in the head. I think those are probably the most memorable sets for me. Yeah. It was a great festival. Happy to be back in the city, though. Happy to sleep in my own bed after toddlers cried for hours and hours and I didn't sleep. I'm still feeling the waves of exhaustion come in. And I feel like I got sick from the lack of sleep and maybe drinking too many pints of cider because there's a British pub at every street corner. But again, happy to be back. This is CKW 95.9 FM streaming live from the studio from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on the fourth and a half floor of the University of Winnipeg. This show is called Whatever Gays. My name is Desmond Young. We're going to close it out with Jesse by Geese off of their EP from last year called 4D Country, and then the single by Maruja titled Thunder. Again, both great bands. Highly recommend. These bands are blowing up, getting a lot of commercial and critical success. You know, played in all those Pitchfork and Stereo Gum and Exclaim top 10 lists of whatever, etc. Because, you know, who cares about critics anyway? But they're getting success in both rights. We're going to close that out. And then I believe it is the bot radio for the next hour. So hopefully the random shuffle playlist will do you all a great favor and play some awesome music. This is Dez signing you off of Whatever Gaze. And remember, gaze at whatever you want, just not the sun, because it will burn your eyes.
Eagle on my shoulder, this old dog is dying.
Slipping down the holy mountain.
I can be your anything. I can be your anything.
You, liar, a dog, rider, torn.
Passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9.